Now, tomorrow marks 12 months since the largest review into Australia's Defence Force in recent history. It seems that despite that time frame, there are still major problems within the ADF. Now, there's a report today that claims more men and women are marching out of the ADF in 2024 than the military is able to recruit, and our Navy currently has less firepower than it did three decades ago. So that would mean if Australia was embroiled in a full-scale war tomorrow, our defence forces would have just a week's worth of munitions and arguably not enough personnel to protect the country. Now, if you ask me, that's a really glaring problem here in Australia, given how the world looks right now in 2024, and we're potentially sitting here like lame ducks. And I think there's a lot about how the Albanese government does business. It shows a lot about how they do business, given Defence Minister Richard Marles is yet to formally respond to last year's defence review. So I've invited Michael Shoebridge onto the show today. He's the director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Defence Strategy and National Security Program. Michael, thanks for your time.
Hey, Cleese. So great to talk with you. I'm actually now the director of Strategic Analysis Australia.
Wow. I'm hoping that's a promotion, Michael.
Yep, me too.
All right. And more money. 12 months on from this report, we're basically none the better off with our military.
No, in fact, we're a little worse off. So the numbers that are meant to be in the three services, Navy, Army and Air Force, keep falling well short of what they're meant to be. They're about 4,000 down from where they're meant to be right now. So there's about 58,500 people in the three services, and there's meant to be over 62,000. And the problem looks like it's getting worse. So Defence, in this update to Parliament that you just started with, has said that it's costing them more for the shrinking workforce that they have. So not only are they losing people when they're meant to be growing, their workforce is getting more expensive. So that's bad. But the other big problem is it's very hard to encourage people to join the military when it looks like they're not getting the best equipment.
So that is at the heart, Michael, of the retention issue. The fact that the equipment is poor and morale is obviously not very good at the moment.
Yeah, well, there used to be an advertising slogan for Defence Force recruiting saying, join the Defence Force, smart people, smart machines. Now, they still need some of the best and brightest people in the country, but unfortunately, they're not getting the best technology. In fact, look at the submarines. So if you want to join to become a submariner now, you've been told, well, it's really just a matter of serving on these aging diesel submarines, the Collins class, for a decade or more until the first nuclear submarines start turning up. And that's not terribly exciting, is it? Now, you're in your early 20s, you've got opportunities in front of you, and you're being told, well, pretty much run the Navy's aged care home for submarines until the new ones turn up.
Yeah. It's crazy. So if we don't rapidly fix this situation, Michael, given everything we're seeing in the Ukraine, obviously in the Middle East, China, at our doorstep, how big of a problem could this be for Australia?
Well, the unfortunate fact is back in 2020, there were no major wars on the planet. And now, just 4 years on, there are two major wars, one in Europe with Putin attacking Ukraine, and now one in the Middle East. And our part of the world is just as dangerous. In fact, the military that's been spending the most to arm itself most heavily and quickly is the Chinese military. And they have been behaving more and more aggressively to countries like the Philippines and Vietnam, and, of course, threatening Taiwan. So it's a more dangerous world, and our military needs to be quite powerful in that world to help maintain peace.
If you were Richard Marles at the moment, Michael, what should we do to address this? And it's clearly alarming. I don't think a lot of Australians realise just how alarming it is. What would you do if you were Defence Minister?
Well, I would stop having the Defence Chiefs, and that's the military and civilian bosses in the Defence Department, serve up the same plan over and over again, a plan that was made when the world was a peaceful, slow-moving place. And I would use some of the optimistic things about Australia. Some of our companies are making some of the world's best defence products that are being used in places like Ukraine right now. So I would put some orders in with those fantastic Australian companies, and we'd start to get the kind of technology that would make people proud to join our military.
Do you have a theory, Michael, on why the Albanese government has taken so long to respond to this review? They still haven't done it.
Well, I think there's two angles. And one is the bigger Commonwealth budget. So Treasurer Chalmers is very keen to keep saying, you know, my people, I bring you government surpluses. So we're spending less and taking in more revenue. So he doesn't want to spend more money on defence. And then the other problem is the current defence leadership and organisation hasn't got out of the sleepy, peaceful habits that it developed in decades of peace, and it can't seem to act with speed and urgency. So they're the two problems. And the fact that the defence organisation is so sleepy and slow helps the Treasurer, because he says, well, if I gave them more money, they wouldn't spend it well anyway.
Yeah. Mm. It's really concerning, and I really appreciate you coming on 4BC Drive, Michael, to give our listeners a really good insight and analysis on exactly where we are. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Chris. Great to talk with you.
There is Michael Shoebridge, Director, Strategic Analysis Australia. Him and Peter Jennings are just about the two best in the business, so we're very fortunate that we can get him onto 4BC Drive.